To my parents, Francesca and Paul Margulies. Preface. In the opening scene of the pilot episode of The Good Wife, the camera follows the lead character, Alicia Florek, and her husband, Cook County State's Attorney Peter Florek, down a hotel hallway on their way to a press conference. They're holding hands as the viewer sees them walk in slow motion through double doors to a large banquet hall, where they take their places on the stage. Peter at the podium, Alicia standing a foot behind him to his right. The press faces the stage, flashbulbs from their cameras blasting off every second like artillery from a firing squad. Peter Florek announces that he's resigning as state's attorney. And while he admits to adultery with prostitutes, he denies there was any mishandling of state funds. All payments came from his own pocket. His only crime was cheating on his wife and throwing his family into the spotlight in such a degrading way. As he speaks, the camera zooms in on Alicia's face. She's trying to hold herself together, looking only at Peter's right shoulder. She focuses on a piece of lint dangling from the upper right arm of her husband's navy blue suit. She slowly lifts her hand in an effort to remove the small white fleck. And just as she's about to take it, her husband grabs her hand and leads her out of the hall. The press conference is over. They scurry down the back hallway to a waiting elevator. Alicia's eyes are glazed over, a shell-shocked look on her face, revealing to the audience that she is distant to her surroundings. When the elevator doors open, the Floreks find themselves in the hotel basement. They walk into the bleak corridor that will lead them to the back exit and into their waiting car. Only a few steps out of the elevator, Alicia stops. Now staring at the floor, Peter says, "Alicia, are you all right?" She looks up, and in one fell swoop of her arm, slaps him hard across the face. She tugs at her blazer, straightening it, takes a deep breath, and walks down the barren corridor alone. Slowly and with strained determination, she makes her way to the exit doors, only to see through the window the paparazzi lying in wait. Flashbulbs igniting the dank air, buzzards waiting to catch their prey. She takes a few steps back, away from the glaring lights, and leans on the wall, praying it will hold the weight of what just happened to her life. She is motionless now, trapped between the gray-painted cinder blocks and the circling vultures. With her head resting on the blank canvas of the wall, she closes her eyes, trying with all her might to disappear. End scene. After we wrapped, I hung up Alicia's wardrobe in my trailer and put on my own comfortable clothing. Usually when a long day of filming is finished, there's a sense of relief, a time to wind down and relax. I learned a long time ago that you need to leave your work on the set if you want to function as a normal human being in your own life. There have been only a handful of times in my 20-plus year career that I haven't been able to do that. But as I headed back to my hotel after this scene, I seemed to sink deeper into an acute sadness I hadn't felt in years. There was what felt like an immense weight sitting right in the middle of my chest that I couldn't shake. When I got back to my room, I replayed the scene over and over again in my mind, sitting upright in a chair, feet planted on the floor, looking at the generic hotel furniture. I tried to understand why I felt so desperately lonely and off-kilter. What had I tapped into that seemed so devastating to me? My own life at the time resembled the exact opposite of that of the woman I was playing. I had never put my career on the back burner for a man, as Alicia had done, despite her overwhelming talent as a lawyer. My own life and marriage had just begun. My baby was barely 13 months old. I was living in that golden light of new love, new life. I had never been happier. And yet, that scene haunted me for quite some time. Even years after it aired, I still felt a tremendous sense of loss just thinking about it.